All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. On the opposite side of the spectrum, we can now talk about what is going on in the great state of Michigan. By the way, thank you to Debbie CSM, that new person, who is now following on Twitch. Appreciate that. Here in the great state of Michigan, hot on the heels of how it is no longer legal, according to the Michigan Supreme Court, to have a life sentence for 18-year-olds, a mandatory life sentence. So in Michigan, if you're 18 and you slaughter a little old lady, you do not get a mandatory life sentence. If you murder a baby, you do not get a mandatory life sentence in Michigan. In fact, it was retroactive. Anyone 18 and under who did something horrible like that was resentenced. And there have been many instances, of people who were resentenced after they've already been in the prison for extended time that they were set free. We had one of those stories on here. I forget who it was. It's some fucking idiot who says, oh, yeah, I'm a changed man. Set me free. And they did. Now, this is ridiculous. It just happened. The Michigan Supreme Court, by a 5-2 opinion, has said that no parole mandatory life sentences for murderers age 19 and 20, same thing. So it was 18 and under. Now if you're 19 or 20 and you take out a whole family and you're given a life sentence with no chance for parole, now you're going to be resentenced. This opens the door for sickos to be let back out onto the streets, and for these families who, I mean, let's be honest here, if something terrible happens to you, you never get over that. Now they're like, well, this guy's back out. I mean, this is the type of scenario that I'm just waiting for the news story where the family member encounters the bad guy when he's back on the street and actually kills him himself or herself. Hundreds of people will now be eligible to return to local courts to ask for a shorter sentence and an opportunity for freedom. At the same time, anguished friends and relatives of murder victims will have to revisit these cases too. So they got to be in front of a judge or a sentencing board or a parole board and make their case and do all this bullshit because we're soft on crime. My God, I want to know about these judges. Seven judges in the Michigan Supreme Court who have said that these sentences are because of a ban against cruel and unusual punishment in Michigan, they had to do this. What a difference. El Salvador, they treat those criminals the way they should be treated. And here we're saying that's okay. Go out and roam the streets. A mandatory life sentence, quote, that does not allow for consideration of the mitigating factors of youth or the potential for rehabilitation is a grossly disproportionate punishment, said Justice Elizabeth Welch. So are you saying that you can give somebody a pass because they're just 18, 19, or 20 years old when it comes to murdering people? You have to take into consideration that. I mean, that I think is okay. I was young and dumb. You know, when you actually do stuff like probably the worst thing I could say, yeah, he's young and dumb would be because he got a Dewey or something like that, or knocked up a chick or whatever. Ran a red light. Not fucking murder. Michigan was among only 16 U.S. states that imposed mandatory life terms on anyone convicted of first-degree murder who was over 18. A life sentence in Michigan still can be possible for someone 19 or 20, though it will be rare. The burden will be on a prosecutor to show that someone convicted of murder should never get a chance at parole. Yeah, it's difficult for prosecutors because a lot of times they realize that that's an uphill battle, so they won't actually do it. And now with that, with this in the background, this change in the way business is done, according to the Supreme Court, this gives more rights to the murderers. We're doing it wrong here. This is stupid. During arguments, a Flint area prosecutor, Katie Jory, urged the court to think about the impact on victims' families if nearly 600 sentences are reopened. They will be, quote, forced to reopen these old wounds, stop where they are in the grieving process, go in front of the court again, bear publicly their soul regarding the hurt that they have experienced. Based, this is all common sense shit. And these judges are like, nope, we got to do it. The Supreme Court heard appeals on behalf of Montario Taylor, who was 20 when he repeatedly shot a man in the victim's home in 2016. And Andrew Zarnecki, who was 19 when he was involved in the fatal beating of a man with a Christmas, the man beat him with a Christmas tree stand and sodomized him with the Christmas tree stand. You know, like where you put the Christmas tree in? He stuck it up the guy's ass. Yeah, let's let that guy back out on the street. Holy shit, that's ugly. Kiko Cruz was the guy that we talked about here. I'm a changed man. Chris was asking about the documentary. I will put it in the show notes about the world's highest security prison, CECOT, C-E-C-O-T. Since this was uploaded in February, it's been watched 91 million times. It's a quick watch. It's only 21 minutes. Hello to you, Bruce. Welcome in. Bruce is here after a day of picking fights yesterday. He seems to be doing fine. All right. I have to use the boys' room. So we're going to have to do this. So stand by, and I will be back momentarily. Thank you for being here. More coming up in just a bit. Went on a feeding frenzy after the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast last night. It wasn't good. The problem is, on a typical weeknight, if I'm not up doing podcasting or doing hockey games, I'm in bed. So I'm not going to eat. Let's go to bed. But I get done with that podcast yesterday, and I'm like, oh, I'm starving. Let's pig out. And boy, did I. I eat so fast that my body doesn't even have time to tell me I'm not hungry anymore. Such is life. I'll get through it. While I'm here, I was just checking out the situation up north at Fear Bunker North. And the area is still without power. Are diminishing, but it's still like really bad. There's still like 7,000 people that don't have power up there. And I guess there's something going on because one of the... This area, as you know, is known as in northern Michigan as a hard living line area. And these folks depend on their electricity as they would anywhere. But these people are doing some crazy shit because they don't have power. Now, this ice storm was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. They've never seen anything like it. The amount of people that are without power or were without power and still are. So you had a massive number of actual power lines, not just out, but down. The poles broken. And so you're looking at about 10, 11 states that had to send up the requisite crews and workers. The National Guard is doing food delivery. It's very, very bad. It's just shy of having it where, like, the president shows up to survey the damage. You know how that happens? Like, if there's a Hurricane Katrina or whatever the fuck happens, president shows up, he walks around, it's a photo op, he goes, all right, it's going to be all right, it's no problem, and then he leaves. This had potential to have that happen. But the president said, fuck that, I'm not going near those people. Now these people are seeking out the workers that are doing the work, installing new power poles, and then putting the lines up, connecting the lines, getting them energized, getting the people their power turned back on. The losers, some of the losers that live up there are seeking out the utility workers and telling them that they're going to kill them. And now a northern Michigan sheriff is asking people to remain patient while that's happening, while they're restoring the electricity to the homes as we approach 2 weeks since that ice storm. More than 150,000 people were without power. That number's down to about 7,000 now. That's not bad. We understand it's been very difficult. I think I'll actually get the video of this sheriff trying to tell people to fucking quit being assholes. There you go. This is the sheriff of one of these small communities. And, you know, here he is at his desk. He's wearing the Browns. He's got the thin blue line flag, so he's got all that.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sheriff Joe Brubaker from the Presque Isle County Sheriff Department. We understand that this has been a very trying and difficult time for everyone involved. Folks, this storm was compared to a Category 5 hurricane, and no one could have prepared us for the amount of devastation it hit.
You're like, how? How could it be a Category 5? Well, it's because of the catastrophic loss of infrastructure. That's what he's referring to.
Our area. Please understand that everyone involved is doing their very best to get people's power back.
Because it didn't leave. It was there for 3 days.
Utilities back and to help them. We understand that now there's threats being made towards utility companies and the linemen, whether it be online or in person, all the way up to death threats for some people's power not being on. We cannot have that, and those could be criminal charges for making threats towards those utility workers. We all need to be kind to each other, work together, and understand that they're doing their very best as fast as they can to get people's power back on. I've spoken with utility companies. They're waiting on supplies. It's been very hard to get as many parts and poles and wire as needed for the amount of devastation that hit our county of Presque Isle. I want to assure everyone they are doing their very best and as fast as they can. I also want to thank everyone that's been involved so far, from the firemen to the EMS to the emergency service coordinator to our own workers here at the Presque Isle County Sheriff Department, to the Red Cross that come to town, and all those utility and linemen that showed up, even the National Guard and all the workers. We cannot do it without you, and we all need to work together, and we're going to get through this. People's power is going to come back on, and we're going to be stronger for it. God bless everyone. Thank you.
All right, that was well said. I'm impressed with that guy. I mean, that's how you got to handle those losers. I mean, I would have taken it a step further and said, if we find out that you did this, you will be shot or something like that. Young Adam Schwab says, HLL, hard living line, inhabitants threatening to kill the people trying to help them. Sounds about right. Yeah, that's a regular thing there. I mean, they shrug that off. They're a tough people. But that kind of makes sense. Hopefully no more of that. If you're a fan of hockey, last night was big. The four teams in the Frozen Four in St. Louis, Missouri are Boston, and you got Western Michigan, Penn State. There you go, Penn State. I'm not a Penn State fan, but, you know, I'm wearing this anyway. And what's the other school? That would be Denver. So Western Michigan is in double overtime against Denver last night. And then this moment happens. This was outstanding. Winner goes on to the national championship game for college hockey.
3-2, possibly a double.
Okay, this guy right here, 24, he's the guy.
Overtime. Michaels for the win! He scores!
That was sweet.
3-2. Possibly.
This guy skating in. Right about now, he thinks he's got a shot because he's not covered. This guy back here, he's an idiot. What are you doing?
Overtime. Michaels for the win! He scores!
The Masters Golf starts this week. I have no interest in this at all. The only time I'm interested is if Tiger Woods is doing well. And he's not even playing, for God's sake. All right. Chris points out that sheriff in Presque Isle, however the hell you say it, he would have done that Facebook Live from his Peloton in the sauna. Damn it, that's a great joke, and I wish I'd thought of it. Outstanding. I want to say hello to the sponsors that help make this show possible. First off, thank you to TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. We have Paintball War number 24 coming up. June 1st, that is a Sunday, 4 p.m. start at TC Paintball. Reach out to me if you want in. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. If you want to book an event, Megan and the crew just went over there this week. Good group over there. If you've got some workplace team building you want to take care of, not to mention maybe somebody's birthday party or celebration or bachelor party, you can do it at TC Paintball. So much fun. Kuiper Tree Care. Thank you to, I think it was Stevie who said she's calling Kuiper Tree Care. Online at KuiperTreeCare.com, K-U-I-P-E-R, TreeCare.com. Please mention me as you do with all of my sponsors, please. If you want them to take care of tree removal, stump grinding, tree risk assessment, storm cleanup, and so on and so forth, they are awesome at Kuiper Tree Care. You can find them online at KuiperTreeCare.com in West Michigan. Contact information right at the bottom of their website. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, love them so much. They did an outstanding job repairing Madison's vehicle and helping me along with my decision to do some of the work by myself, which will be the spark plugs. I want to try that. Save a little money. And then when I ruin it, they will repair it again. They work on all cars, all EVs, all hybrids. They are the best. 616-532-6600. I marveled when it came down to the day that they fixed it. I think by like 9:30, I went through the email that they sent me to approve the work that I wanted done. And I approved the things like the brakes had to be cleaned and adjusted. And then the windshield wiper motor, solvent motor, had to be replaced. So I approved those. And then there was several things that I did not approve that I didn't want taken care of right now. From the time that I did that to the 90 minutes later, I get an email that says, hey, the car is done. I'm like, how the fuck? Like that windshield wiper solvent motor, that's the type of thing where you have to have like five people on the job and you have to pop the hood and you have to turn the wheel or pull the tire off and then remove this and then get your hand in there and then three more hands have to hold on to this and then you extract it. I don't know how they do that, frankly. But and in the amount of time that they do it, too, they are the best. Don't just take my word for it. When you go to their website, ervines.com, you will see the numerous positive reviews that are there for Ervine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Right now, I'm going to, on the chat, put a link to sign up for Monday's Kids Food Basket, 6 p.m. to 7:30 shift that I will be at. Now, when I signed up yesterday, this is with Adam Kasari, the realtor of choice. Adam's having his birthday party at Kids Food Basket, volunteering. So I said, oh, I'll go too. So just click that link if you want to join me. There's only three spots left when I signed up. So if you want to join me, it's a team of about 20 people. We'll be working, making sack lunches for school-aged children to have during the week. We've done this before, but I'm kind of piggybacking with Adam Kasari, the realtor of choice on the Eric Zane Show podcast. And so that's cool. Which, by the way, I had a conversation with Sexy Adam, who this was a conversation I had with him. By the way, my car is limited late model. You said super modified on the air the other day. LOL, no biggie. So he is the driver of the limited late model 9K car at Berlin Raceway. I wrote, oh, God, my bad. He wrote, no worries, currently putting a new body on my car. And then all the decals. I think 9K on his car is the number at last check of children served by Kids Food Basket. That's why he goes with that. He also writes, once I get done with this, let's get that interview scheduled. I said, I'm glad you texted. It reminded me to sign up for your Kids Food Basket event. I just signed up. He writes, single and ready to mingle, had me dying laughing. LOL, LOL. Then I said, this one chick totally wants the bone. I think she's your age, and she's very powerful. She might kill you. And I was referring to Rebecca. And he wrote, increase life insurance. Noted. LOL. So there you go, Rebecca. I just broke the ice. It's up to you to seal the deal. Okay? And that's what she wrote. She says, did you tell Adam I said hello? Well, yeah. I mean, obviously. David says, are you going or is Mr. Pop Pop going? Again, contributing to the false narrative that I am a pedophile. Unbelievable. All right, so there you go. If you want to sign up for that, I included it, and I will include it in the show notes if you're listening to the audio podcast. The hell am I doing? Let's see. China has raised the tariffs again. They are at now 125% after the U.S. did the same thing. So this keeps happening. Trump first, as you know, hit a pause on tariffs for other countries. China said it would fight the American tariffs with its own countermeasures, calling Trump's actions economic bullying, which led Trump to retaliate by continuously hiking up the tariffs. His universal tariffs on China total 145%. When Trump announced that China would face 125% tariffs, he did not include a 20% tariff on China tied to its role in fentanyl production. All right, so you see what he's doing there. He's like, all right, I'm going to give you another 20 because you're making so much fentanyl that's coming into the U.S. You need to crack down on the unsavory characters who are making all the fentanyl that is being shipped into the U.S. It's hard to not get behind that. I mean, that sounds outstanding, right? I mean, you wouldn't want fentanyl. I mean, I don't care, frankly, if fentanyl is in the U.S. because I don't do fentanyl, and I don't know anybody who does. But, I mean, knowing my luck, somebody will. And then I'll be feeling like an asshole because I said such a ridiculous statement. Trump's actions led business executives to warn of a potential recession and some of the top U.S. trading partners to retaliate with their own import taxes before the pause, but Trump and China continued raising the tariffs in a tit-for-tat. China has said that they're ending it at 125. That's it. No more. I would like to see a list of things that the U.S. imports to China, because that's who's going to end up feeling it. You know, whatever it is that you make and that is sent off to China, whoever is making that, those people now need to pay a lot more money just to get their stuff into China. China's Commerce Ministry said it was filing another lawsuit with the World Trade Organization against the U.S. tariffs. Beijing last week suspended sorghum, I'm not sure what that is, poultry, and bone meal imports from some American companies, but put more export controls on rare earth minerals critical for various technologies, and put a few dozen American companies on lists that would prevent Chinese companies from selling them dual-use goods. The stock market again went in the toilet yesterday. With the work that I do for iHeartRadio, I've got a very, very small 401k. The very minimal money that I work there, they actually have a 401k. So I like for the handful of years that I've worked there, I've put money into it. And it's down, let's see. Well, yeah, it's down 10%. It's 10% down from where it was. I mean, it had been going up, 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 little by little. And then it just took a big shit. I'm like, God damn it. I am never looking at this again. I that is my own advice that I have said. Do not look at that amount. It'll keep you up at night. What did I do? I looked at it. My God, that was dumb. There was a remarkable moment, horrible, moment that took place yesterday. It was in New York as a helicopter with some tourists kind of like came apart in the sky, and it came crashing down. And the whole, it's a family, a mom and dad from Spain and three little kids. This is the body of the helicopter. Look at that. There's no tail. There's parts flying off it as it comes down. There's more shit falling to the ground. They're not sure what happened. Trump is probably going to blame it on DEI. I think that's in the playbook. Wasn't that how it went? When the helicopter hit the jetliner right after he was inaugurated, he blamed it on black guys and DEI and women. He said, all right, this happened because of DEI. I was reading that when you're there was an expert who weighed in on when you're in a helicopter, there is a certain stress that can be put on the machine that can actually cause the rotor, the thing that's putting you, making you up and down, to break. And then that's it. And then the strain on the actual, I guess it's called a fuselage, can lead to it breaking apart. Chris says, they're Spanish, he won't care. Six on board, one pilot, two adults, three kids, all dead. Actually, two were not dead at the scene. They actually, they passed away at a hospital. But my God, what a shit show that is. I'm not going to show you the before pictures because the New York Post, they got images of like the family just before it lifted off. Like, oh, we can't wait. This is going to be awesome. It was like the very last pictures taken of them. And then that was it. There is some controversy. There was, and it's one of the dumber things you're going to hear. Dale Earnhardt Jr. applied for a patent on the number 8. There is a he has that when he was a driver, he had number 8 on his Budweiser car. All right. He might even still own that car and someone else drives it. I don't even follow anymore. But Dale Earnhardt Jr., regarding the 8 with that, the way it looks on his car, like the font, there's a difference between Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s number 8 and any other number 8. Like Lamar Jackson from the Baltimore Ravens. He wears number 8. So Earnhardt goes, well, I want to get a trademark on my number 8. So he applied for the trademark on his number 8. Well, I guess that Lamar Jackson, he already has a trademark on number 8, his own number 8. But his number 8 is not like Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s number 8. But he still challenged Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s number 8, though it's not the same number 8. And Earnhardt Jr. backed off. He said, oh, all right, well, I withdraw my attempt to secure a trademark for my very different number 8. And I don't know why he did that. He should have fought the good fight. Who the fuck gets a trademark on number 8, by the way? I mean, I guess. I can understand for the brand you can do that. Like, I don't want someone else to take, he doesn't want someone else to take his own number 8 and sell their own shit, sell their own number 8 t-shirts. But Lamar's number 8's way different, so it's not the same thing. His is fucking white with a purple background. Looks way different. So I'm thoroughly confused as to why he was such a pussy about it. Last week, the dispute emerged, and then it just disappeared. Earnhardt Jr. made an application for trademark protection for his number 8. Jackson filed the objection, and Earnhardt promptly abandoned the effort. He explained it during the Dale Jr. Download, which is a podcast that a lot of people listen to. He said that his company, JR Motorsports, recently secured trademark rights to the version of number 8 from his Budweiser car. He said the company attempted to secure trademark protection for a different version of the number 8, which JR Motorsports had been using since 2019. He says, I learned on social media that Lamar was contesting our trademark application. He wasn't suing me. He was just contesting it. When I learned about it, I thought for sure it was over the Bud 8. But when I dug into it, I learned that it was my JR Motorsports font. Okay, so it's not the car. It's a JR Motorsports font. Different. But doesn't matter. It's still a different 8 than Lamar's. And we're not ever going to use that one again. So, yeah, it's a non-issue. I didn't want to see this get nasty for no reason. So it's like he's like, yeah, it's not going to help me in any way. I'm not even using the JR Motorsports font. I would have wanted to fight just for on principle alone. That's pretty silly. Can you imagine if you're Lamar Jackson, you haven't been able to win a big game ever? And this is happening, and then everybody's going to be like, okay, how about you worry about getting the team to the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl? Wouldn't that be nice? I don't know. All right, that whole thing is silly. All right, let's see. Do I have anything else for you? I really don't. I'm going to check the comments. China is used to just doing whatever they want. David asked the question about our helicopter friends. Are they okay? No, they're not okay. Yoda World's just getting a hold of that joke. The history of that is fantastic. For another day, I will tell that story. I'm going to end up going short today. My apologies. King's Room Barbershop online at kingsroom.net invites you to go to one of the 3 locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street to get your hair cut. $19 for a haircut. Mention your old pal EZ, even though some of the people don't know who the hell I am. It's going to cost you $19. So if you're a dude or a chick who likes short hair, head on over to King's Room Barbershop and get your hair cut. If you go to their website, kingsroom.net, there's hours, exact locations, and schedules. When it comes to getting a healthcare.gov insurance policy, reach out to Frank Fuss at buyinsurancehere.com from anywhere in the U.S. Frank will help you out. Buyinsurancehere.com. You have 4 days until the tax deadline. If you get in touch right away, you can get your taxes done by Tag Accounting. There's still time. You've been putting it off, thinking you can do it yourself. Now you're up against it. My God. TagAccounting.com. TagAccounting.net, actually, is who you want to reach out to. 616-301-9516. From no matter where you are in the listening audience. It's time for the asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball. Rebecca says, asshole of the day is me for not doing my taxes yet. Oh, God. Call Troy. He'll help you out and get it done for you. 616-301-9516. Your asshole of the day, the Michigan Supreme Court. For saying, yeah, if you're 19 or 20 and you slaughtered somebody, you can't be given a mandatory life sentence with no parole. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You are not dumb, though. Thank you so much for being here. That is my time. I'll be back with another free podcast coming up on Monday. The Patreon gets started a little later on right here, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks again for being here, folks. And I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.